Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello there, my very good friends. On this After News, it's official. WWE don't know what the word unification means.
Are WWE on the verge of introducing a new belt?
We have a backstage update on Triple H's status for WrestleMania 38.
And former WWE wrestler Cain Velasquez has been arrested in California. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Andy Murray.
And this is the After News.
Do you know what the word unification means?
Yeah, it's like merging.
We got two things, we're going to bring them together and they're going to be one thing after that.
Yes.
WWE don't know what it means, apparently, because that's not what Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns really is. So, they're facing each other at Mania, right? Universal title, WWE title, they are branding it as both a winner-take-all,
yep.
It should be winner-takes-all, but never mind, and they're also branding it as a unification match, which would suggest that coming out of it, we're going to have one world champion. Not the case. Dave Meltzer, speaking on Wrestling Observer Radio, noting that, yeah, WWE are going to have two world champions, right? The medium term of this, at bare minimum, is that due to network pressures, you know, we've got NBC Universal putting out Raw and NXT, and we've got Fox putting out SmackDown. There's going to be a world champion on each brand. They don't feel it's a tenable situation to just have one going across both of them. So yeah, it's not really a unification match. It's just two guys with two titles that might become one for like 5 minutes after the bell, but will eventually become two again.
Yes, basically Meltzer continues on Wrestling Observer Radio that they are gonna, yeah, have a unified champion on the second night of WrestleMania following Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns. And then he basically compares it to, do you remember when they just brought back the big gold belt for Triple H and his subsequent reign of terror? That's probably what they're going to do. They are going to introduce a new belt, which is going to be a world title, but neither of the world titles that have been unified, one would assume, following Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns. And that we have no idea what they're going to call this person. They've got, you know, they've had the WWE Championship, they've had the World Heavyweight Championship, which then got submerged into... And then they got the Universal Championship, which also everyone's kind of got used to now, I think it's fair to say.
Yeah.
So they thought, let's mix things up. Why have they got this issue every time around WrestleMania? Like you say, not only not knowing what unification means, getting the winner-take-all wording right. There was the 25th anniversary of WrestleMania I always get wound up by thinking about, because it was just WrestleMania 25. That's the 24th anniversary of WrestleMania. Because you don't... What's wrong with these people? Then again, I say that, AEW's no better. Don't be feeling all high and mighty, you AEW sexuals in the comment section.
Why did you have to turn this into a culture war?
They don't know what interim means. Why Sammy Guevara got two belts? You're the interim champion. Cool. So you're going to fight the real champion. Cool. So you've won the championship. Cool. So I'll hold both belts. No! You only need one belt, the TNT Championship. Why are wrestling companies so stupid, Andy?
I tell you what, seeing as you've used the term AEW
sexual. Go on, use the opposite one.
Hydrogen.
Hey, Vincels.
Vincels.
You're all as
well.
Bad as each other.
So we can get both sides of the mad online wrestling fan base coming at us.
I'm not going to read the comment section anyway. You can say what you like, down
there. Yeah,
don't say what you like. Be nice. Come on.
Who would ever read the comments?
Yeah.
Gee whiz.
Do you want some of the comments for you?
Yeah, go for it. Oh! But yes, this is it. This is stupid. Why do you need like many more layers of complications on top of what should just be a really simple proposition? These are the two biggest, baddest dudes in the company. It's the biggest match on the show. That's all you need. You don't need unification that's going to split off and maybe get a new belt. You don't need Brock Lesnar beating everybody at Elimination Chamber. You don't need all this crap.
I reckon Brock Lesnar's losing to MSG now as well.
He probably will. He probably will after all this. What you need, right, is a guy who's held the top belt in the company for like 400 odd days and is generally presented as the best consistent week-to-week guy the company has had in a long, long time, who everybody universally adores. And you need the foremost special attraction in the company, the terrifying force of nature, who's found a new wind as a great babyface character and is fantastic on TV every week. Going at it, find out who the better man is. They hate each other. It's a beef. It's a rivalry. It's a big box office match. Big fight feel. That's all you need. You don't need to complicate it with all this extra bollocks. So piss off.
I would like to say I called this. The moment they announced that it is going to be title for title, I went, they haven't thought about what happens the week after that, have they? Yeah. And they hadn't until presumably yesterday when they went, invent a new title? Yeah. Yes!
This company is written by complete and utter morons.
I love my job. I mean, it's the best. You wouldn't get this in football, would you?
No, you wouldn't.
Like, I mean, and football's awful sometimes. Yeah. And I mean both kinds, the American kind and the proper kind.
Yeah.
Anyway, tell me about Triple H, Andy.
Yeah, right, okay. Let's get away from all that bollocks. Triple H, right? I can't believe we even have to cover this story. Like, it shouldn't be a question. But Triple H isn't wrestling at WrestleMania 38, guys. So you know.
I'm not exactly shocked by this.
Dave Meltzer, Wrestling Observer Radio, saying that no, there will be no in-ring involvement for Triple H at WrestleMania. He called it a horrible idea because, of course, the guy suffered his cardiac event last year. Last September, very serious situation. We haven't seen a peep from him on camera since then because things like that take a toll. A little part of me just wants to resign from the entire wrestling sphere every time I see someone going, what if we booked Cody versus Triple H?
It's not happening.
Let Triple H be. The guy is a father, multiple children. He is a husband. Let him enjoy his life healthily without having to think about the stresses of pro wrestling. Maybe a day will come where he is healthy enough and he has recovered enough to do something physical in pro wrestling again. But I think we need to let this...
I think we all must know someone who's had some sort of health scare, and his was more than a scare, I think it's fair to say, and has completely changed their life, whether it be stop drinking, stop smoking, just completely gone on a massive health kick or whatever it may be. We all know that some people have these things that happen to them, and you're lucky if it's not you, that make you go, oh, I really need to make a change. He had a significant, what was it, cardiac event was the correct terminology. We all know kind of what they're implying there. This isn't a work. Even I'm saying this. This isn't a work. This isn't something that we should speculate on. If he does come back, how about we just let it be a surprise rather than fantasy booking him a year after he nearly died,
by all accounts,
Like, just let him be. I know he's a big part of WWE, big part of WrestleMania, but like you say, astonishing that we have to even just kill this rumor because...
Let Triple H rest.
We've all got a variety of different opinions on Triple H and Triple H's history and Triple H's career, but for now, I think it's fair to say we're all just like, hey, Paul, get well soon.
Yeah, he's a husband and a father. That's the most important thing, that he enjoys the rest of, you know, his life away from the pressures of this bollocks if he's not, you know, in a position where he can come back.
Indeed.
So let him be.
Final news story of the day has been all over social media. You've probably seen it regarding Cain Velasquez, former UFC fighter, former WWE wrestler, of course. He's been arrested on Monday afternoon in San Jose, California, following an alleged shooting. Per the San Jose Police Department, an adult male was shot and sent to a nearby hospital with, quote, non-life-threatening injuries. And a suspect, Cain Velasquez, was detained and held in custody. A jaw-dropping developing news this, Andy. We can only report what we know right now, but
for sure.
Astonishing this.
Not going to offer any comments on this, really, because it's a developing legal situation. Worrying stuff to hear for sure. And that's where I'm at on it.
Yeah. We just hope that everyone is all right, and we will update you as and when we get official confirmed reports of developments surrounding this.
What a ridiculous mix of stuff on this video today, right?
Jeez, let us know your thoughts, mainly on the first half of stories, less so on the second half, in the comments section below. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. And subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from. For daily wrestling podcasts, we're reviewing Monday Night Raw. We're looking ahead to NXT 2.0 a little bit later on. Plus, you can let us know your thoughts and Twitter questions on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Watch there, follow both of us. You can follow Andy Murray at
Andy H. Murray. The H stands for hubbub. Remember hubbub?
Yeah.
With Les Bub.
I was thinking of Hubba Bubba when you said that for a second.
That'll be tomorrow's.
Indeed. There you go. Well, there's a tease for you.
H sorted.
Join us for that as we chew up the news. I don't know. Follow me on Twitter at Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE. But for now, my thanks to Andy Murray. Thank you for joining us. And we will see you soon.
Thank you especially to The Fiend.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.